Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry
no Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and it is Monday, March 15th, 2021, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him together as a family of families through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 36, Nehemiah 6, 15 to 7, 73, and Romans 4, 13 through 25. We'll be starting with Psalm chapter 36. Transgression speaks to the wicked deep in his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. He plots trouble while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not reject evil. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains of God. Your judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Oh, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright of heart. Let not the foot of arrogance come upon me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the evildoers lie fallen, they are thrust down, unable to rise. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 to chapter 7, verse 73. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them. For many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Arah, and his son Jehohanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, as his wife. Also they spoke of his good deeds in my presence, and reported my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to make me afraid. Now, when the wall had been built, and I had set up the doors, and the gatekeepers, the singers, and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brother Hanani and Hananiah, the governor of the castle, charge over Jerusalem. For he was more faithful and God-fearing man than many. And I said to them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot. And while they are still standing guard, let them shut the doors, appoint guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, some at their guard post, and some in front of their own homes. The city was wide and large, but people within it were few, and no houses had been rebuilt. Then my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles and the officials and the people to be enrolled by genealogy. And I found the book of the genealogy of those who came up at the first. And I found written in it, these were the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of those exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried into exile. They returned to Jerusalem and Judea, each to his town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Nahamoni, Morasi, Bilshan, Mespereth, Bigvia, Nehum, Banna. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the sons of Parash, 2,172. The sons of Shephatiah, 372. The sons of Arah, 652. The sons of Pahath Moab, namely the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,818. The sons of Elam, 1,254. The sons of Zattu, 845. The sons of Zakkai, 760. The sons of Benu, 648. The sons of Babai, 628. The sons of Azgad, 2,322. The sons of Adonikam, 667. The sons of Bigvai, 2,067. The sons of Adin, 655. The sons of Atir, namely of Hezekiah, 98. The sons of Hashum, 328. The sons of Bazai, 324. The sons of Harith, 112. The sons of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Beth Asmaveth, 42. The men of Kiriath Jearim, Chephiraim, and Beeroth, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo, 52. The sons of the other Elam, 1,254. The sons of Harim, 320. The sons of Jericho, 345. The sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The sons of Shanah, 3,930. The priests, the sons of Jediah, namely the house of Jeshua, 973. The sons of Immer, 1,052. The sons of Pashur, 1,247. The sons of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Jeshua, namely of Kadmiel, of the sons of Hodavah, 74, the singers of the son of Asaph, 148, the gatekeepers, the son of Shalom, the sons of Atir, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hatitah, the sons of Shobiah, 138, the temple servants, the sons of Ziha, and the sons of Hashfuah, the sons of Tabath, the sons of Kiras, the sons of Sai, the sons of Paddan, the sons of Lebanon, the sons of Hagabah, the sons of Shalamai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gidil, the sons of Gapha, the sons of Rahaya, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nikoda, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uzzah, the sons of Pasi, the sons of Basii, the sons of Minyum, the sons of Nephashim, the sons of Bakuk, the sons of Hakopha, the sons of Harher, the sons of Balzlif, the sons of Mehida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Sesera, the sons of Timah, the sons of Nizai, the sons of Hitepha, the sons of Solvan's servants, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Shofereth, the sons of Perida, the sons of Jala, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gideel, the sons of Shephatai, the sons of Hittil, the sons of Proch, Hazabiam, the sons of Amon. All the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not prove their father's houses, nor their descent, whether they belonged to Israel. The sons of Delaiah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nikoda, 642. Also, of the priests, the sons of Hob, Aiah, the sons of Hakaz, the sons of Barzillai, the son who had taken a wife of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought the registration among those enrolled in the genealogies, but it was not found there, so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake in the most holy food until a priest with Urim and Thummim should arise. The whole assembly together was 42,360, beside their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singers, male and female. Their horses were 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, and their donkeys 6,720. Now, some of the heads of fathers' houses gave to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 darkics of gold, 50 basins, 30 priest garments, and 500 minas of silver. And some of the heads of the fathers' houses gave into the treasury of the work 20,000 darkics of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. And what the rest of the people gave was 20,000 darkics of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 priest garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the temple servants, and all Israel lived in their towns. And when the seventh month had come, the people of Israel were in their towns. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 through 25. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, there is no transgression. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Help me. Amen. Not forget.